Super Bowl week is here. The Patriots and the Rams. We'll talk about that game maybe with Aaron Nagler. Lots to still catch up on with the Green Bay Packers. Aaron joins us from Cheesehead TV on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Aaron Nagler, good morning, friend.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Aaron's in a good mood today. What's going on there?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? What do you think? He's a curmudgeon?
No, I'm just saying he's in a good mood today.
I'm awake. I'm breathing. Life is good.
That's good.
That's the bar.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, I think there's some chatter that Aaron Rodgers has yet to comment about Matt LaFleur's hiring. I would take the stance that, has anybody even seen Aaron Rodgers? I heard he's like vacationing in New Zealand, but has anybody seen him yet?
I saw that headline. So, I mean, I always love these narratives, and I think my website helped drive that, because I think one of our posts was about the fact that we haven't heard from Aaron Rodgers, and I thought, well, we haven't heard from Bakhtiari about the new offensive line coach either, but both of these guys are on vacation, so of course we haven't heard from them. I think that's a lot of much ado about nothing, but it's fun to talk about when you're looking for topics to put on your website.
And in your sports radio show, and when we talk to you as well.
And once again, when our team is not in the Super Bowl.
When they're not in the Super Bowl or anywhere
else. And that's the other thing. It ain't exactly like we got any recent games to talk about. So, and the coaching staff is mostly put together, although the special teams coordinator remains open. So who knows what's going to happen there. And let me tell you, if there's something that drives sports talk radio, I know it's special teams coordinator hires.
Oh, the other day, we did 4 hours. We wanted to talk about the Bucks and the Brewers on deck event, but it was 4 hours on Darren Rizzi. I mean, why did he not? Why did he
not stop calls?
Packers not pay. Yeah,
we had to do Facebook Live after.
We did Facebook Live. We bled over to the next show. Aaron Nagler joining us, CheeseheadTV.com, with the coaches. I mean, there's a lot unknown. We can assume we know what Matt LaFleur might do with this offense. We can assume we might know what Nathaniel Hackett could do with Rodgers. We can assume all these things and speculate, and we will. The thing that is tangible and that I'm interested in is that this coaching staff is so young. Everybody's like in their mid to late 30s, and so is Aaron Rodgers. Do you think that's a pro or a con for Aaron Rodgers, or is that something that we can't really tell either until we see it?
Well, I think it's a case of the quarterback getting what he wanted. You know, he clearly wanted a shake-up, especially when it came to the offense. But he's, you know, I don't think there's any secret here that he was kind of itching for Mike to get out of town, and now Mike is out of town, so now here comes your new coaching staff, and welcome to it. I think it'll be interesting to watch that dynamic. You know, the idea that Rodgers has played so many games and so, you know, started so many games in the league, and now he's going to be playing for a coach who's never been a head coach. I mean, that's an interesting dynamic. And we saw it when McCarthy came on board with Brett Favre. I distinctly remember McCarthy's first year as a head coach. There was an instance at the end of a half where Favre just started taking timeouts because Mike didn't know, you know, it was his first time. And as far as, like, managing the clock, and Favre was doing it and kind of motioning to the sideline, like, I got this. And I will not be surprised at all if we see some of that from Rodgers, because he's been in the situation a million times. It's going to be LaFleur's first time in the shop. So that is interesting, to say the least. I don't think it portends anything positive or negative in and of itself, but I think it is going to be an interesting mix to watch develop.
You know, that's a really good point you made there, because it sounds, you know, by, you know, that way of thinking, Rodgers could feel he likes the situation with LaFleur, because maybe Aaron feels he has more control over the situation than he did with Mike III.
Well, he's the old guard now. You know, he's the man of experience. He's been there forever. He's been through the wars, and he's the general leading them now. And you know, LaFleur is there to inject life into the operation, but I think it's very much going to be Aaron Rodgers' team. There's no doubt about that. The Packers made that very clear when they gave him that huge contract. So I think the youth is going to be a good thing. I think it will infuse everybody with a little bit of enthusiasm, a little jolt of energy. You heard that from Devontae Adams. He had an interview where he talked about meeting with LaFleur before he went to the Pro Bowl. It really sounded like he enjoyed his talk, and it sounded like he's really excited about what's coming on the offensive side of the ball. So, yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch them. And that's the other thing. How long has it been since we've seen a new offense in Green Bay?
Chuck and Winkler.
That in and of itself is going to be exciting.
Aaron Nagler being interrupted here by the host of this show, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. There's a lot of talk lately about Le'Veon Bell. I thought the Packers running back situation was pretty much settled. Aaron Jones, I like. I think they can use him. They can use him like a Le'Veon Bell or like an Alvin Kamara. Now, are those guys more talented? Sure. But I think they can use him in that role. And then Jamal Williams came on at the end of the season and looked pretty good. Is running back that big of a need that they need to upgrade at that I'm missing?
I don't think so. And I've had some fun back and forth with my buddy Pete Doherty, my former colleague at the Green Bay Press Gazette, because I know he's been kind of really driving that train, so to speak, in Green Bay. I don't see it. I think the amount of money you're going to have to pay him, yes, he's an insanely talented back, and yes, I think you would love to lean on your running back, your running game a lot more to take some of the pressure off of Rodgers. But look, like you say, you can do whatever you need to do in the running game with the two guys you got on hand. And outside of that, if you do want to improve or upgrade the talent at that spot, the draft is available to you. Hell of a lot less expensive options are available to you. Why on earth would you turn around after giving Aaron Rodgers the amount of money and taking up the amount of cap space that you have with your quarterback? Why on earth then would you turn around and give another chunk of considerable change in cap space to a running back, you know, who's been out for a year, didn't play last year, gets more wear and tear than any position on the field? I just think that's bordering on irresponsible. You think about it. So I'm with you. I don't think it makes any sense at all.
Aaron, I almost interrupted Aaron there. Aaron,
no, you did.
I did.
You did.
I did.
And we both did.
Yeah.
We're just chomping to ask him questions.
Just ready to go here, yes. Yeah. Aaron, what about the two Super Bowls the Packers have won in our lifetime? I mean, they've won two in my lifetime, but I was 1 and 2 years old at the time, so I don't remember on it. the three of us here, what was your favorite one of the two that they had won? Did you like the 96 or the 2010 one better? Which one did you like
better? Oh, man, that's a good question. I think it'll always be 96 just because of the fact that you had gone through the 70s and 80s, and then to see the ride when Ron Wolf came on board and things turned around, mm-hmm. and to have it all culminate in New Orleans, Favre, the helmet off, that first drive for the touchdown. I mean, all of that kind of just eruption of pent-up frustration and depression from decades of losing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 2010 was great. That was a magical run, obviously, the way they went on the road, three straight games and got to the Super Bowl. I'll never forget, obviously. My girls were with me when I watched it, and that's always going to be special. But, Lord, that 96 Super Bowl, they're nothing. When you got Jim and Mac talking about the Lombardi Trophy coming home, it doesn't get any better than that.
I'll still say 1996 Packer phenomenon has never been higher than it was in that season. I mean, on all lengths in this state. Would you agree?
Yep, I totally agree. Remember when Reggie White got hurt, and then it was this will he or won't he play, and then the whole, God healed him thing. And then I'll never forget on the front page, not the front of the sports page, mind you, the front page of the Appleton Post-Crescent had a humongous picture of Reggie White. And it was like man of God or something like that. And it was because he was going to play that Sunday. I mean, that just spoke to how incredibly dialed into that team the entire kind of community was. It was every little thing that happened. Everybody was on pins and needles, lived and died with every kind of moment with that team. And I absolutely loved it.
You know, you mentioned that in 96 it was like a weight off the shoulders because of how bad they were. And I still feel like that does linger, that feeling, because we don't want to go back to that. And Packers fans, I think, on a whole, and, right or wrong, think that those times are going to be here again because of how much success the Packers have enjoyed. But you can always say, well, they're just one Super Bowl with Favre, just one Super Bowl with Rodgers. And I get that. I mean, these are two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I get that. And I also get that it's like impossible to win a Super Bowl. The problem is you've got this team in New England that is going to be there now for their ninth time with Brady and Belichick, not to mention the 90s Super Bowl when the Packers beat them. They make things so unfair for the rest of the league, and I think that they make that whole argument even more intensified, because if they can do it, why can't we?
Well, yeah, but they also had two of the greatest coaches ever in Parcells and Belichick, especially with Belichick, obviously, in the modern game. I mean, that's your modern-day Lombardi. I mean, sorry, Packers fans, you got the Lombardi, the original one, in the 60s. You know, New England got Belichick in the modern game. It's just the way it worked out, and it's a completely unfair comparison. They are a completely, you know, once-in-a-lifetime operation there between Belichick and Brady doing what they've done. Nine, you know, trips in a row, etc. Look, I get it. People want that. They see that. They're jealous of it. But, man, I cannot. Like you're just mentioning, look, we are definitely at a crossroads when it comes to the Packers. They're going to turn and kind of get the ship right and go back to their winning ways. Not necessarily going to win a ton of Super Bowls, but they're either going to, like, go, you know, get back to the playoffs and stuff, get back to being contenders, or we could be, you know, headed down the road towards another deep freeze. And I ain't going to lie. I'm definitely worried about it. I do think about it. Like, well, these choices that Mark Murphy has made has set them on a path. Now, which one is it going to be? I truly, honestly, obviously hope that they get back to winning. But nothing guarantees that. And nothing says that they aren't, you know, ready for a run of mediocrity, which will be absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for it.
No, I don't think any of us are. And of course, Packer fan just hates it when comparisons for Belichick and Lombardi come up. I mean, this, you just hate it. And somebody could argue, if you're going to make the comparison, that it was tougher for Belichick in this era of the ever-changing roster.
Absolutely. And look, I've never seen a smarter coach. I've never seen a coach that, you know, in my lifetime at least. I mean, and I thought Bill Walsh was amazing, obviously. I've seen some great coaches. I think Mike Holmgren's the greatest play caller I ever saw, etc. But as far as a week-in and week-out game plan coach, and ability to kind of read the opponent and counter what it is they like to do or want to do, you've never seen better. I've never seen better. I mean, just the way in these playoffs this year, the way they've attacked their opponents in each playoff game, it's just uncanny how much smarter he and they are than everybody else in the league. So it's, you know, everybody can get upset and be jealous, and that's fine, but then stop doing stupid stuff. Like the Chargers going in there and running the zone offense that they did that just basically allowed the Patriots to walk up and down the field. Well, that's what we run. Well, you can't run that against the Patriots, but teams do it all the time, and they play into their hands. And until teams or coaches start wising up, so to speak, you know, Bill's going to take advantage, and more power to him.
That being said, I want to still take the Rams for some reason. How do you see this playing out Sunday?
Well, I love the matchup between McVay and Belichick. And I think what McVay's done a really good job of kind of towards the end of the season into the playoffs here is really changed the identity of his team. You know, for a long time, they were a three wide receiver. I mean, they ran three wide receivers 97% of the time. And then Cooper Kupp got hurt, and Gurley wasn't quite as effective as he had been earlier in the year. They pick up C.J. Anderson. They've gone to a lot more two tight end stuff. They've ridden the ground game. And he's really kind of turned the identity of his team. And I think that's been really smart. I think he's done a really good job week in and week out of, you know, just making sure his team, it doesn't get away from them. And I think that's going to be important against the Patriots, against Belichick and Brady. Ultimately, for me, though, it's really almost impossible to bet against Bill and Tom. I mean, they've been there so many times, no moment's too big for them. I'll definitely be pulling for the Rams, but I think the Patriots win it.
We'll break it down with you how it goes down next week. Aaron, always appreciate it. Aaron Nagler on Twitter, cheeseheadtv.com. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks a lot, guys.